line to Selwyn Manning, Scoop co-editor, about the funeral of Rod Donald, which is just completed in Westminster Cathedral. Can you tell us a little bit what the atmosphere is like down there?
The atmosphere is extremely moving. There would be, at a guess, several thousand people that were standing outside. And of course, the Christchurch Cathedral was absolutely packed with people inside. Dignitaries, of course, include the Prime Minister, Helen Clark, just about every member of the Labour Caucus, National Caucus, our National Leader, Don Brash, the Governor-General, Dame Sylvia Cartwright, and significantly, Rod Donald's colleague, if you like, Bob from the Australian Greens, spoke a moving tribute to his work in environmental issues as well.
I was listening to this live stream on the TVNZ website. The comments made by Rod's wife and daughter seem to be particularly moving.
Yes, extremely so, and one can only appreciate the courage it would have taken for his wife and his eldest daughter to have spoken at such an event. Just everybody here seems to have been moved by, one, you know, Rod Donald's youth, his age at only 48, but also that life force that his wife in particular spoke about, that was truly a man of larger than life in many respects. And I know even the media contingent that is here, there isn't one that hasn't been moved or supported in some way by Rod Donald in life, let alone death. But once again, Alistair, yes, indeed, you know, the courage that we've taken for his closest and dearest to stand up and give an account of what their father meant to them is immense.
So what's happening now?
Rod has been taken, his casket and his body has been taken to a nearby hotel called Warwick Hotel. Apparently Rod used to enjoy going in there and socialising with the people there. He's been taken into a garden bar and is resting there for some time this early afternoon, so that the people of Christchurch and those who had a regard for Rod can pay their last tribute to him in personal kind of style. From there, he will be taken later this afternoon to a private burial where only his family and the closest friends of his will be attending. And the family, Rod's wife, had asked that the public respect their wishes that the burial be a private goodbye for the family only.
In terms of this garden bar thing, this is really unusual. Is the public going to be filing past, or are they going to be sitting down and having a drink?
I'm standing next to it right here now, and yes, they're kind of having some small bites to eat. It's a get-together kind of atmosphere, probably in keeping with what Rod would do himself, and it's a lovely atmosphere, really, for one who's been taken so tragically. And the public are just casually standing in there, moving about, mingling, and having a cup of tea, a coffee, and a few sandwiches, and it's an atmosphere to take note in many ways, I guess.
Okay, I presume you'll have some pictures of all of this up on Scoop later today?
Yes, absolutely. We've got some photographs that will come through from this, and also later tonight there will be some recorded video that Scoop's taken as well.
There seemed to be a very strong Pink Floyd presence during the funeral.
Yeah, absolutely. Rod was taken into Christchurch Cathedral to the tune of Shine On You Crazy Diamond, which is a 1975 album of Pink Floyd, the Wish You Were Here album. Apparently he was an absolute fan, and I guess that reflects the era in which he grew up. You know, in the early 70s as a young activist, Pink Floyd was obviously the tune of the day. His eldest daughter also mentioned how he had a passion for Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull and others, so he's definitely a man of his musical tastes of the era in which he was a teenager. Wish You Were Here was played, the title track was played also at the service, and that seemed to strike an accord with many outside as well, that mixture of smiles and tears. And he was carried out by another Pink Floyd song off to the Warners Hotel as well.
Who were the pallbearers taking him out?
There were Green Party colleagues, both a mixture of MPs and also party members. Carrying the casket as pallbearers on Rod's left-hand side was Jeanette Fitzsimmons, the co-leader, and on his right-hand side was Keith Locke leading it off. Then he was followed. The procession was followed with Helen Clark and other members of Parliament.
Okay, now outside in the square, you say there was several thousand people. Did they have a big screen set up there?
No, they didn't. There was sound audio was provided. No screens. People generally, as you would imagine, from all walks of life, not just Green Party supporters, but right across the board. And I guess that signifies the talent of the man. In many respects, he was pragmatic, and while he stayed staunch to his ideals and his beliefs relating to environmentalism and social justice, he was also able to attach to that compromise to the degree where movement was taking place on such issues, but over a period of time.
And the square was almost packed.
The square was very much packed, right back to, if people know Christchurch, to where the chess set, the life-size chess set is set in the Christchurch Cathedral Square. So, yeah, many, many people here.